Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz. Well, I'm sad to report that Francis Bolan passed away on the 12th of this month. He was pianist, composer, and arranger at age 75. And sometime late 50s, early 60s, he formed a big band with American drummer Kenny Clarke. And the band's home base was Cologne. Bolan did most of the arrangements for the band. Many great artists from around the world played in that band, and rumor has it there are 20 records or so, LPs, floating around. Black Lion recorded them a few times, and this is from that, in memory of Francis Bolan. In Cologne, 1969, this is called Pentonville, written by Bolan. Edir Suleiman plays trumpet solo. Bolan at the piano. From England, Ronnie Scott, solos on tenor, and Oki Pearson on trombone. The Kenny Clarke Francie Bolin Band from Cologne, recorded 1969 by Black Lion. Composition Pentonville, written by Bolin, arranged by him. And that's in memory of him. He died on the 12th of this month at age 75 in Geneva. I'll have some more of that great band in a little while. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and... Let's go to Al Hibbler, a late one for him, 1956 on Atlantic Records, and then a jam piano roll done in 2005, a matter of fact, by John Farrell.
I'm traveling light because my gal is gone, and from now on I'm traveling light. She said goodbye and took my heart away. So from today I'm traveling light. No one to I'm free as a breeze. No one but me and my memory. Some lucky day she may come back again, but until then I'm traveling light. No one to see. I'm free, free as a breeze. No one but me. Here in my memory. Some lucky night she may come back again, but until then, I'm traveling light.
is just a bowl of cherries. Don't make it serious. Life's too mysterious. You work, you save, you worry so. But you can't take your dough when you go, go, go. So keep repeating, it's the berries. The strongest oak must fall,
must fall.
The sweet things in life to you were just loaned. So how can you lose what you've never owned? Life is just a bowl of cherries. So live and laugh at it all. So how can you lose what you've never owned? Life is just a bowl of cherries.
Cherries,
cherries, cherries, cherries, cherries, cherries, many, many cherries. So live and laugh.
You know, like...
sunniest day was.
Al Hibbler started that set singing I'm Traveling Light from 1956 for Atlantic Records. I'm Traveling Light was written by Jimmy Mundy, Tommy Young, lyric by Johnny Mercer. John Farrell played a piano role for you, a jam piano role. From 2005, as I told you before, piano rolls are being made again of older style music as well as new style music. Pick Yourself Up, written by Jerome Kern, as I said, performed by John Farrell. And The High Lows, 1957 for Columbia, arrangements by Frank Comstock. Life is Just a Bowl of Cherries, written by Lou Brown, Ray Henderson. And Love Walked In by George and Ira Gershwin. Al Hibbler, John Farrell, The High Lows, right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and
the Washington State Employees Credit Union. WSECU brings comprehensive financial services to public employees and their families statewide. Information is available online at WSECU.org. One-to-one. We serve and grow.
Garner at the Piano, 1961 for ABC Paramount. Eddie Calhoun on bass and Kelly Martin on the drums. When You're Smiling, written by Marvin Fisher and Larry Shea. Earl Garner, 1961. Happy birthday today to pianist Kenny Drew, born this day, 1928. He did a couple of duo records for Inner City. And we'll hear two from the duo, two. Drew on piano and Niels Henning Ørsted Pedersen on the bass, recorded in Copenhagen, 1974. We will hear Milt Jackson's Bluesology and Harold Arlen's My Shining Hour. Thank you. There you have it, Wandering Off. Kenny Drew and Niels Henning Ørsted Pedersen in Copenhagen, 1974, for Inner City Records. This is Kenny Drew's birthday. He was born this day, 1928. And that's from the Inner City Duo 2 record. They made two. And we heard Bluesology, written by Milt Jackson, and My Shining Hour, written by Harold Arlen. Before I get to Kenny Drew with John Coltrane, I'd like to say you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you. And now Kenny Drew on his birthday with John Coltrane. Blue Note record, of course, Blue Train. This is the blues Coltrane wrote called Locomotion. Lee Morgan on trumpet, Curtis Fuller on trombone, Coltrane on tenor, Drew at the piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Philly Joe Jones on the drums. We'll be right back. As part of a birthday celebration for pianist Kenny Drew, who was born this day in 1928, that's his performance with John Coltrane for Blue Note Records, 1957, a blues that Coltrane wrote called Locomotion. Lee Morgan, trumpet, Curtis Fuller, trombone, Coltrane, tenor, Kenny Drew, piano, Paul Chambers, bass, and Philly Joe Jones on the drums. Here's Katie Webster.
of you, my sweet daddy. Each night and day. Oh, but someday, someday, my sweet daddy, you won't be no trouble. You won't worry my life anymore. You're spending my money. You know that's the one thing, that's the one thing, the main thing, baby, that could get you a lifetime home in the ground. You even told my best friend that you didn't.
Piano and singing for you, Katie Webster in Chicago, 1989 for Alligator Records. Two that she wrote, Two-Fisted Mama and Pussycat Moan. On guitar, Vastio Jackson. On string bass, Gus Thornton. And on drums, Gerald Warren. Katie Webster, Chicago, 1989. That's Bessie Smith and Janis Joplin later on. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz, and it's my pleasure to be with all of you on Sunday afternoons. At the top of the program, I mentioned the death of Francie Boland, the pianist, composer, arranger, who, with Kenny Clark, put together a band in Cologne. Here from Cologne, 1969, is that Clark Boland band doing Boland's Broadmoor. in memory of Francie Bolin, who died on the 12th of this month in Geneva at the age of 75. That was Kenny Clarke, Francie Bolin Band in Cologne, 1969, and a composition and arrangement by Bolin called Broadmoor. Flugelhorn, Benny Bailey, tenor, Ronnie Scott, clarinet, Tony Coe, trumpet, Idris Suleiman, tenor, Johnny Griffin, soprano, Saeeb Shahab in the rhythm section, Bolin piano, Jimmy Wood, bass, and Kenny Clarke on the drums. Right there. A moment ago, I had Katie Webster come in and sing and play the piano. And here's Joyce Collins to come in and sing and play the piano.
Somehow, I'm sure I've found a sure thing in you. Something within tells me we'll win. Somewhere my heart has picked you out of the blue. And since I'm only a beginner, a winner I'll be. But win or lose, whatever comes up, your thumb's up with me. One thing I'm sure of, all my life through, if love can figure out a sure thing, that sure thing is you. The favorite doesn't always win, no matter what the odds, since nobody knows how they'll come in. I'll leave it to the gods. So wish me luck, because I'm gonna bet on a sentimental hunch. My heart is suddenly set on one thing. I'm sure of, all my life through, if love can figure out a sure. That sure thing, if love can figure out a sure thing, that sure thing is you.
Joyce Collins singing for you, playing the piano. Chuck Domenico on string bass and Jim Plank on the drums for Discovery Records. Sure Thing, written by Jerome Kern, lyric by Ira Gershwin. This is The Art of Jazz. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and Let's bring in Johnny Hodges now for a while, the great alto saxophonist and soprano saxophonist. For Vocalion Records, his orchestra, 1938, one he wrote in collaboration with Ellington called Rendezvous with Rhythm. Johnny Hodges and his orchestra, 1938, for Vocalion Records. And one he wrote with Ellington called Rendezvous with Rhythm. Cootie Williams trumpet, Lawrence Brown on trombone, Hodges, and Otto Hardwick on saxes, Harry Carney, baritone saxophone, Ellington piano, Freddie Guy guitar, Billy Taylor bass, and Sonny Greer on the drums. Here's Johnny Hodges with Teddy Wilson's band, 1938. Bobby Hackett on cornet, Pee Wee Russell clarinet, Hodges alto, Gene Sedgwick on tenor, Wilson piano, Alan Roos playing guitar, Al Hall on bass, and Johnny Blowers playing the drums, and Jungle Love. Thank you. Johnny Hodges is alto, playing with Teddy Wilson and his orchestra in 1938, one called Jungle Love. Also in 1938, this is a broadcast from the Cotton Club, Ellington's band. Of course, Hodges was with that band from, what, 27 to 51 and absent for a few years and then up until his death. But Ellington's band went into the Cotton Club. It was a monumental time, actually, to have some, as they said, a wire, which meant people could listen to you on the radio. Big deal in December 1927 when he went in there. But he left, and Cab Calloway came in, other bands came in, and sometimes they'd each substitute for each, and this is the case in 1938. Ellington's band was back at the Cotton Club. One that Ellington wrote with Dave Ringel called Alabama Home. Johnny Hodges is here, and the vocalist is Ivy Anderson. alto and soprano saxophonist Johnny Hodges in a couple of settings, one with Duke Ellington at the Cotton Club broadcast 1938. I have that on a Jazz Panorama long playing record. Ivy Anderson singing Alabama Home. And then back to Johnny Hodges and his orchestra in 1938 for Vocalion Records in one called Empty Ballroom Blues. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and...
When fortune falls upon you and lovers hover around you, I'll be waiting back street for you. When you need consolation and a lover's inspiration, I'll be waiting back street for you. Now I've sacrificed most everything, and for that I need no praise. I gave and gave, then I turned around and gave some more, but you wouldn't change your ways. Now when friends you haven't any, and in your pocket not a penny, I'll be waiting back street for you.
Saturday, or was it yesterday, I was rehearsing a speech.
Yes.
Really, I think it's a peach. Hope you don't think it's a breach of...
Oh, recognized etiquette. I'm from Connecticut, and you know the state I'm in. Now, you know I'm in a mess. Now, what was that speech? Oh, yes.
Yes. I like the likes of you. I like the things you do. I mean, I like the likes of you.
Shut the door, tell me more, shut the door.
I like your eyes of blue.
Blue?
I think they're blue, don't you? I mean, I like your eyes of blue. If I could only say what I mean, that is to mean to say that I mean to say that I like the likes of you. Your looks are pure deluxe. Looks like I like the likes of you.
Now that's very good, spouse. Now you be quiet while I sing to you now. I like the likes of you, and I especially like the things you do. It looks like
Together.
If I could only say what I mean.
You're a little frustrated now.
That is to mean to say that I mean.
Hold it right here now. Let's start over again from the beginning.
I like the likes of you. Your looks are pure deluxe. Looks like I like the likes of you.
Of me.
Of you.
Thank you. Now looks like
the likes of you.
Singing and playing the piano. Martha Davis, 1957 for ABC Paramount. Backstreet, that's a traditional number. And I Like the Likes of You by Vernon Duke. Lyric by Yip Harburg. Her husband Calvin Ponder playing string bass and singing with her. John Collins guitar. Lee Young on the drums, and Martha Davis at the piano and singing. Backstreet, I Like the Likes of You. What a wonderful group that is. Jazz Lab now. Jazz Lab, that's not a dog. No, that's a group put together by trumpet star Donald Byrd and saxophone star Gigi Grice. This is one Grice wrote called Onion Head. Hank Jones is on the piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Art Taylor on the drums.
Thank you.
the Jazz Lab of 1957 for Jubilee Records. That means Donald Byrd on trumpet, Gigi Grice on alto saxophone, Hank Jones piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Art Taylor on drums doing Onion Head, written by Grice, the Jazz Lab. They made several records, wonderful things. Here's J. Lawrence Cook from 1924. He made a piano roll for the QRS company. It was written by Isom Jones, who had a wonderful band. Woody Herman came out of that band, a matter of fact. And Mr. Jones wrote some wonderful things. This is one of them. Some Other Day, Some Other Girl, played by J. Lawrence Cook. J. Lawrence Cook there, making a piano roll for you. Played that from 1924, a long time ago. And that was called Some Other Day, Some Other Girl, written by band leader, composer Isom Jones. J. Lawrence Cook, 1924. Okay. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and... Well, I'm sorry to say, mentioned the passing of a great artist, actor Brock Peters, who died on the 23rd of this month in Los Angeles at the age of 78. I certainly remember him from The Pawnbroker. You might have seen that movie. And To Kill a Mockingbird, among many others. He was a superb artist. And I thought to bring this for you. This is Randy Weston live at the Five Spot in New York City, 1959. And Brock Peters was asked to sit in to sing on the first composition. We'll hear three. He will sing Weston's Where, then we'll hear Weston's Lisa Lovely, and finally Weston's High Fly. In the band, Kenny Dorham playing trumpet, Coleman Hawkins on tenor saxophone, Randy Weston piano, Wilbur Little on bass, and Clifford Jarvis on the drums. And forward the first tune, as I said, Brock Peters singing for you.
Thank you. soul sing its song. And people never do wrong. Oh Lord, tell me where. Tell me where.
Thank you.
Listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. That set came about because I read in the New York Times the death of the great actor Brock Peters, who died on the 23rd of this month in Los Angeles at 78 years of age. And I remembered that I had the United Artists' Randy Rustin at the Five Spot in New York 1959 record, and that Peters sang on that. The three selections were written by Rustin, Ware, W-H-E-R-E, and Brock Peters sang that. Then Lisa Lovely, and that was a feature for Clifford Jarvis, the great drummer. And probably the most famous of all of Weston's compositions, High Fly, was the third selection in the band, besides Brock Peters. Kenny Dorham playing trumpet, Coleman Hawkins tenor saxophone, Weston on the piano. Wilbur Little, whose nickname, if I remember correctly, is Doc, playing bass. And Clifford Jarvis on the drums, in memory of Brock Peters, as I said, who died on the 23rd. 78 years old, and I dearly loved The Prom Broker, although it was a bitter movie. And To Kill a Mockingbird, and there are many others that he was in. I had several calls during that set, people remembering him and other things. Brock Peters with Randy Weston at the Five Spot, 1959, in New York City. New York City. Here is Clara Ward.
A crust.
Award and the Clara Award Singers for Verve Records. God Bless the Child, written by Billie Holiday and Arthur Herzog. Tom Varner now, French horn. That's right, he plays the French horn, 1985 for New Note Records. This is a Bud Powell composition called So Sorry Please. Thank you. That's a French horn player right there for doing jazz. For New Note, not Blue, but New Note Records. Tom Varner, V-A-R-N-E-R, 1985. And a pianist and Bud Powell composition, So Sorry Please. With him, Jim Sinero on soprano and alto, Kenny Barron on piano, Mike Richmond bass, and Victor Lewis playing the drums. Tom Varner, French horn. Nice sound there. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and...
$0.10 a dance, that's what they pay me, got how they weigh me down. $0.10 a dance, pansies and rough guys, tough guys who tear my gun. 7 to midnight, I hear drums, loudly the saxophone blows, trumpets are tearing my eardrums. My toes. Sometimes I think I found my hero, but it's a queer romance. All that you need is a ticket. Come on, big boy, 10 cents a day. Fighters and sailors and bow-legged tailors can pay for their tickets and rent me. Butchers and barbers and rats from the harbors are sweethearts my good luck has sent me. 7 to midnight, I hear drums, loudly the saxophone blows, trumpets are tearing my eardrums. My toes. Sometimes I think I found my hero, but it's a weird romance. All that you need is a ticket. Come on, big boy, 10 cents a day.
Billy May did the arrangement there for Anita O'Day, 1960 for Verve Records. 10 Cents a Dance, written by Rogers and Hart. And listening to the lyric there, as I have for many years, points out the genius of Larry Hart, putting words together to the sounds of Richard Rogers. Anita O'Day, 1960, 10 Cents a Dance. You might want to compare that to the original by Ruth Etting. Etting. A while back on the program, I said the day was the birthday of pianist Kenny Drew, born this day in 1928. And here he is with Dexter Gordon in Paris, 1964.
Thank you.
Pianist Kenny Drew has a birthday today, born this day, 1928, and there he was playing in Paris, 1964, with Dexter Gordon, the One Flight Up Blue Note record. And that's one that Kenny Drew wrote for the band, Cop in the Haven. Donald Byrd on trumpet, Dexter on tenor saxophone, Drew on the piano, Niels Henning, Orsted Pedersen on bass, and Art Taylor on the drums. Happy birthday to Kenny Drew. Right there. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and here is Esther Phillips.
If it's the last thing I do, I'll make you mine. Baby, the first thing is you. In my design, just like the stars guard the moon above me, that's how God I love so, baby. Love me, please love me. And if it's the last thing I do, I'm gonna hold your hand and though I won't say a word, I know you'll to all mankind. gotta show the world how to get along.
That's Esther Phillips in Los Angeles at the Pied Piper Club, 1970, as recorded by Atlantic Records. If It's the Last Thing I Do, written by Saul Chaplin and Sammy Kahn, and Please Send Me Someone to Love by the great Percy Mayfield. King Curtis did all the arranging, played tenor and flute, Jack Wilson's piano, bass playing of Chuck Rainey, organ work of Richard T. I can't remember everybody else, but they're there. Esther Phillips, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and...
Thank you. friends, the dearest pal you've ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it. There'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday when you go lonely, your heart will break like mine and you won't be lonely. After you've gone away.
Oh,
Well, who'd we hear there? Jimmy McPartland. You might know about Marion McPartland. And she was his wife at one time. They married again, all that stuff. Jimmy McPartland playing cornet. Jack Teagarden singing and playing the trombone. Pee Wee Russell clarinet. Bud Freeman tenor saxophone. Joe Sullivan on the piano. Eddie Condon guitar. Bob Haggart on bass. And Gene Krupa on the drums. And what did we hear? Logan Square. Kind of a blues put together by all of them. Chicago by Fred Fisher. After You've Gone by Henry Kramer and John Layton. And China Boy by Dick Winfrey. Right there. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons, and thanks for being out there.